Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show. We are back after a brief hiatus. Students had a nice winter break. I hope you all did as well. My name is Ian Wendt. Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios. This is the AC All Access Show. Talking with student athletes and coaches at Adrian College here at Frickers in Adrian. Their Monday special, you know, the boneless wings today, bone-in wings tomorrow, the steak on Wednesday, and then the chicken chunks on Thursday. I got to get in on that steak. I've heard it's good. Stacy says it's good, so I might have to stop in on Wednesday, get one of those steaks. Also, the weekday lunch specials, 11 till 2. That's open till 2. Get a great deal. $6.99 frickin' lunch combos. Can't get anything for $6.99 anymore. So stop on in to Frickers. Also, a happy hour. It's not really new anymore, but 3 to 6 p.m. and then 9 till close. $6.99 select domestic personal pitchers. $12.50 select domestic beer buckets. $4.99 Frickeritas, Long Island's, and Frick Coolers. Also, the snacks. Yeah, basket of brew fries, onion straws, pretzel bites, corn dogs, nachos and cheese, all at discounted prices. 3 to 6 and then 9 till close here at Frickers. All right, here's a rundown of our show today. We'll talk some men's volleyball, men's NCAA ice hockey. We'll talk some women's wrestling and men's wrestling to finish up our show. We're going to start on the volleyball side of things. And already in his fourth season as head coach of the Bulldogs, Jose Soto joins me on the show. Thanks for doing this, and good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, it's been like a day, right?
Yeah, been one day, right?
Yeah, just bumped into him and SID Mike Prang out and about in the town. But fourth year, has that kind of sunk in? Like the years kind of just flow into another? I feel like it was just last year was your first.
Yeah, they do kind of go by quick, you know. It is crazy that it's my fourth year here, you know, and I've bounced around, you know, from Missouri to South Carolina. Now I'm in Michigan, originally a Chicago native, so not too far, 4 hours from here, so I do get to see the folks every once in a while, every time there's a holiday break. So being home for the holiday break right before today was quite nice, but, you know, back to reality, back to hit the ground running with the guys, right?
Right, yeah, and last season you finished above 500 overall, 16-12. You were fifth in the conference, the MCVL, 4-5 in that league. Some good teams in it, and you're looking to be one of them this year, like middle of the road, yep. Middle of the pack. You'd like to get in that upper echelon, but you know, trying to build off of some success, right? 16-12, that's a pretty good record.
Yeah. Last year we started off the season with five nationally ranked opponents. Funny enough, the first two opponents were Vassar and Cal Lutheran. We went out to California and played those matches. Those two teams actually ended up squaring off against each other in a national championship. So Cal Lutheran winning the national champion and Vassar ending the runner-up. So that's how we started our season. So 16-12 wasn't too bad, especially how we started the season with, you know, five very, very challenging opponents.
And this year, based on projections and whatever, I mean, you have to come out and kind of get some bulletin board material, right, for the team. And you're projected to finish seventh in the conference, fifth last year. Mm-hmm. It kind of just lends itself to give some motivation to the guys.
Yeah, we actually talked about it in our meeting earlier today. I told the guys that's motivation enough. Obviously, you know, from fifth to seventh in projections, it's a bit of a knock on us, but the guys are very much as hungry as I am to prove the rest of the conference and the rest of, you know, the country wrong, that we can do some damage.
Coach, can you tell me a little bit about the MCVL league? I'm just going to guess it's the Midwest Collegiate?
Yeah, Midwest Collegiate Volleyball league. Okay. So it's kind of, it's just the volleyball league. You know, there's no, it's volleyball only. There's no other sports in it.
It's not the MIAA.
No, it's
like
not the MIAA.
Other sports
no,
are in, yeah.
No, I believe, you know, we're one of the few sports at Adrian that aren't in the MIAA. I think hockey's one of them. You know, they're going to be up here in the radio show a little later on. But, you know, we're not in the MIAA. There's just not enough schools. There are MIAA schools in the MCVL. Trine, Olivet and Calvin are MIAA members who are in the MCBL. And that's just the rule. We're hoping, you know, to be MIAA one day, but that's a different conversation. In the MCBL, we have Wabash out of Indiana. Then out of Ohio, we have Mount Union. We have Baldwin Wallace, Wittenberg, and Mount St. Joe down in Cincinnati. So our conference is just Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio for the most part. So it's not too bad when it comes to travel. And we do get to see quite a bit of tough competition. You know, those Ohio schools are something to be messed with, and they always compete. And you could see it based off the conference rankings for sure.
Yeah, so who are, you know, the teams that are projected to be good this year in the league?
Well, Baldwin Wallace for sure. I think they're ranked one. Mount Union and Wittenberg are both up there as well. So those are going to be three very tough opponents that we will see in conference. Trine won the conference tournament last year. They're projected fourth, you know, so a bit of a knock on them as well. But, you know, they had a really good conference tournament, which led them to the national tournament. And then they, unfortunately for them, it was a great match. They lost to Five and Loras, which is a team out of the CCIW champs. But they lost to Loras at Loras in Five, which no one really projected that. So it goes to say a lot about our conference and how it's come, you know, like we said, my fourth year here, we've definitely, as Adrian's gotten better, so has the rest of the conference. You know, there was definitely a couple years in between there where I was like, Mom, we're really good. We can do some damage. Guess what? The rest of the conference got really tough as well. So
So
we'll be, you know, the top of our conference will definitely be scratching at the top 20 for sure. I think we're at 25 now, top 25. We've increased it from top 20 to top 25 now, I believe. So you'll definitely see some of those up their conference opponents be in those top 25 conversations.
I wonder if it's like, okay, so 2020, 21, 2021, COVID and all these things with athletics, we're kind of settling down with that a little bit. We're not having, you know, 60-year seniors and things like that. So it's kind of back to more of a regular recruiting cycle, and we're starting to get, you know, more kids out to play, things like that. And are you seeing that, you know, trying to recruit high schools and transfers?
This is, I believe, the final year that we're going to see those random guys with the fifth year. There's a couple of them in our conference, you know, that are some pretty big names. Ted Hoffmeister, who was at Trine last year, is now at BW, which is probably helping out a little bit of their ranking. He was the offensive player of the year for the conference last year at Trine. And, you know, he's now gone to BW, which, good for them. You know, we're going to see how he does out there and how they do. And, you know, ultimately, we do wish our conference opponents the best of luck, because if our conference does well across the board when it comes to non-conference, we do well as, you know, as opponents as well. But this is the final year we see those fifth-year guys. So you're starting to see some young guys. Even on my team alone, we're going to have probably a couple of freshmen who are going to get some significant playing time, just because, you know, you do see those, you know, grad transfers, fifth-year guys phasing out. You know, that COVID time was weird, but it seems like it's finally coming to an end.
Talking with Jose Soto with men's volleyball, you've lost quite a bit from last year. I mean, leader in kills, Chase Hewer?
Hoyer.
See, I know I get it wrong. And your assist leader, Andrew Gavrish?
Gavrish. W's that, a V. It's weird.
That's a prank. See, I'll show you.
No, it's spelled like right, but that's just, it. You know, okay. That's how it's pronounced. So.
Well, 0-2 on that. But when you lose that production, one person usually is not going to fill those shoes. Mm-hmm. And how have you approached it? I know we're kind of young into the preseason here.
Yeah, you know, we have some really good guys who have come back from last year. You know, we did lose a good chunk of our guys. You know, you mentioned two guys in Chase and Andrew, but we also lost our starting libero, Jacob Remulat. We lost one of our middles, Gavin, who was injured for the most part of the season, but he was projected to be our starting middle for last year until he did get hurt. But things happen. But we're returning both of our starting middles from last year. One was a freshman, now he's a sophomore. His name's Will. He was very much thrown into the fire last year, especially against those top, you know, opponents that we played early on in the season. So, yeah, we did lose a lot, but there's guys who are waiting for their shot, and this year's for them to show me. And they've been showing me all first semester. We actually had our first practice today, and I got a second practice later on today too. So we see some positive things. We see some guys who are very hungry. You know, we're returning guys like Sam, who was an honorable mention guy last year in our conference. You know, he's our 6'7" opposite from Hawaii. You know, you don't really see that very often. And we're returning, you know, our starting middle, Carson, who is just a great guy. You know, great in-gym guy, very likable guy, works really, really hard. You know, I talk about him a lot because his freshman year, he came in wearing like a buck 60, and now he's definitely at 200 pounds, and that's all just muscle mass that he's put on. He found the gym while he got to Adrian. So, yeah, we lost some key guys, but we still have some key guys.
Well, that's some good news. Kind of like, could you lay out the roster makeup? Are you, you know, recruiting out on the West Coast, or do you go home to Chicago or Ohio or Michigan? Where are we finding players for the team?
I would love to recruit out of my own backyard, which is Michigan. But Michigan boys volleyball is still growing, and most of it is on the west side of the state. So it's hard to get those west side of the state guys all the way out here. You know, we have one in Carson who's from Hudsonville, which is right outside Grand Rapids. But I have more Hawaiians on my team than I have kids from Michigan. You know, wow. I got three Hawaiians to one Michigan kid.
Okay.
And then a third of my team is from the Chicago area. It kind of helps that I'm from Chicago. My assistant's from Chicago, and we just know Chicago like the back of our hand, you know?
Yeah, there's plenty to pick from over there, too.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Very big in the boys volleyball scene. So whenever you go there, you just see a lot of boys volleyball. But I am trying to get kids out of the Michigan area. It's just a little bit tough right now where volleyball is still very, very rare at the high school level for boys. It's not sanctioned yet, I believe. But I do believe this following school year is going to be the first year that Michigan has sanctioned boys volleyball at the high school level.
Are you able to look in a portal at all? Is there a lot of movement in volleyball? We hear a lot about the other sports, but is there a pretty active portal for volleyball?
I check it out once in a while, and I think there's maybe 20 guys in there.
In all of D3?
In all of men's volleyball.
Oh,
Division
goodness.
One, Division Two, wow. Division Three. So the portal for men's volleyball isn't that big. You know, obviously, we see the basketball, we see the football, how big it is and how big news it is. Men's volleyball, we're just not quite there. And that's just kind of a reflection on the sport, you know. D2 plays up to D1, so there's a D1 championship with D2 schools in it, and then there's a D3 championship. Of course, there's the NAIA championship as well, but they're not in the portal. You know, that's NAIA. That's different league and everything. So there's men's volleyball is just not that big in the country yet. We're hoping for the growth, and any growth is great. But we're not at the stature of, you know, the football, basketball, baseball level yet.
Okay. All right. So let's get to your schedule. You mentioned your first practice earlier, your second practice after the show sometime.
Yeah.
You are home against Hiram, 7 p.m. Thursday the 16th, so 10 days from today. Then conference play begins the end of February, Mountain Union and Baldwin-Wallace. I know you did a West Coast trip last year.
Yeah.
Obviously not doing any crazy travel this year, kind of keeping it in the area.
Yeah, keeping it in the Midwest. Our biggest trip this year is going to be up to Fond du Lac in Wisconsin.
Oh.
We play Marion, Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and then I believe a new program called Westminster out of Missouri. So that'll be a good tournament, a good travel for us. Marion's always good, competing top four in their conference. I think it's the NAC and ACC that they're in. Westminster's new. We'll see what they have to you know, going on. And then Stevens Point, they're, I think, a second-year program now. But Wisconsin does have good boys volleyball at the high school level, so I'm sure they're recruiting out of that area.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure they're going to have a really good team nonetheless. So, you know, just because they're a first- and second-year program that we're going to play out there, we can't say, like, oh, that's going to be an easy win. We got to work hard for every single one, and that's what I'm telling the guys.
Absolutely. Well, time has run out already. Good to talk volleyball with you,
yeah.
Coach. Home opener is the 16th, 7 o'clock against Hiram. Let's fill the Maryland and cheer the guys on to victory.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Come out to all the home games if you can.
That's right. AdrianBulldogs.com or check out the Adrian College app. I've been talking with the men's volleyball coach, Jose Soto, right here on the ACL Access Show. We're going to step aside for just a moment from the court to the ice. Not really on the ice. He's on the bench. He's not warming it. He's coaching at it. Matthew Thompson with the NCAA men's hockey team, the associate head coach, joins me next. You're tuned in to the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers and Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The Bulldogs teams are back in action this weekend with men's hockey Friday evening, men's volleyball Saturday evening, and women's hockey Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The Bulldogs teams are back in action this weekend with men's hockey Friday evening, men's volleyball Saturday evening, and women's hockey Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers. Ian Wendt hosting. We have a good crew out here. We have a good crew in our studio. Josh Mitchell making sure we're on task and on time. Josiah Durrell with ACTV. Stacy Mitchell, our doing everything extraordinaire. Tara, waitress here at Frickers, puts up with me for a couple hours on a Monday. I see Craig Rainey, the athletic director. Mike Prane, the SID, and everyone's coming out. They were all here for this Matthew Thompson interview with the NCAA men's hockey team, the associate head coach, alongside Adam Phillips. Team getting off to a good start, 11-3 on the season, 6-2 in conference play. Team coming off, all these Frozen Four appearances and big-time hockey, and hoping to get back to that spot, but Coach, let's do a little bit of catching up. A lot's happened probably since we really talked hockey, and that was probably March over in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Frozen Four. So some things have happened since then.
For sure. Yeah. It's been a really good first half. I think we were a little bit slow out of the gate. I think we started 3-3. But since then, our guys have done a tremendous job. Buying in, our leadership group has done an outstanding job getting the guys all pulling in the right direction. I think, whenever you have a coaching change, especially to the magnitude that we had this summer with Adam Krug leaving, things are going to take time, right? And I think a lot of people just kind of expected Adrian to continue on the same path and there be no changes or hiccups or anything like that, but it's inevitable that things are going to happen. And Adam Phillips, he's done a great job so far coming in. Really has the guys buying in right now, and I think it's showing with our play as of late, like eight straight now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, coming off break, the last two games, Aurora and Bowdoin, non-conference games, but really, really important games in the national scheme. You're a little nervous as a coach coming off break, with the ice time, guys training, things like that. But I think our guys handled break properly and like pros, and it showed this past weekend. Yeah,
you've been around both Adams.
Yes,
I got a feeling Phillips is a little different than Krug. He seems a little more laid back, maybe. Or have I not seen the true Adam Phillips yet?
I don't think either one is more laid back or more intense or more anything. I just think it's the natural way humans are, right? Like, everybody's going to be different. Everybody's mm-hmm. going to voice messages differently, handle ups and downs differently. And I think to the outside, he might be a little bit more laid back.
He's not throwing sticks on the ice or anything like that.
Yeah, he hasn't yet, at least.
He hasn't yet,
But no, he's come in and he cares so much about Adrian hockey. He cares about the players, 1-28, the staff, everything like that. And yeah, to your point, things might seem different, but in the grand scheme of things, like he's come in and done a tremendous job, and he cares just as much as Kruger, and things are starting to take shape the way that he wants it to and we want it to, and I think you're seeing that now, yeah.
And speaking of things coming together, this bullet point I'm about to read is a testament to your coaching. It says you're in charge of the team's power play. So the last couple games,
yeah,
you've really been finding the back of the net. But on the season, you know, 28.3%, that's up from, I think it was 22 going into the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, what is it, guys being healthy? Is it your opponent? What do you think's happening?
Well, I guess first off, like, yeah, I guess I oversee the power play, but Philly and I do a good job bouncing ideas off of each other, and you know, we're both heavily involved in each aspect, the penalty kill and the power play. But I think I don't know the exact stat, but we did not have a good start to the power play this season. And I think it's just part of it's from previous seasons. You know, when you have guys like Jaden Shields running a power play for 3-4 years, you know, you have player XYZ that have since graduated. Other players are kind of vaulted into that role now, right? And it's inevitable that it's going to take time. Guys are going to have to get comfortable in certain spots. They're going to have to get comfortable with looks that we want. And probably the biggest thing is just getting comfortable with each other. You know, our one unit right now, David Clark's up top, local kid. He's a freshman, has never, you know, run our power play breakouts or our face-offs or anything like that. So naturally that's going to take a little bit of time, and he's done a great job learning on the fly and seems extremely comfortable and poised back there. And then, you know, you have guys like Ian Amsbaugh, Ryan Petosha, Brad Summers, Frank Tefelski, Jake Swade, Riley Murphy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Julian Jacob. It's kind of easy in a sense as a coach because you have so much talent.
Yeah.
But I think the guys are doing a really good job buying in. You know, they're students of the game. I have guys sending me power play goals from the NHL at like 11:30 at night, and
they want to run that.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, hey, I appreciate that. You know, they're learning and so bought in, but at the same time, like, get some sleep and let's be ready to go tomorrow. But
yeah,
they take a lot on themselves, and we do a good job as a staff, kind of giving them a little bit of reins to come up with ideas and concepts. And you know, maybe we don't take it 100% for what it is presented as, but maybe we take a piece here, a piece there, and allow things to roll. And we find when you do that, the guys care a little bit more or are more invested because it's coming from them in a way.
Yeah.
And yeah, they ultimately have done a great job with it. And this past weekend, we made a few tweaks to the power play. To your point about personnel, like Aurora does a really good job with their F1, forechecking, getting it out of the quarterback's hands early. So, and we weren't able to run a drop, and we kind of knew that going into the weekend. So we just brought all five back, got a ton of speed, beat F1, beat F2 in the neutral zone, and now, you know, we have a 3-on-2 or 4-on-2 entering the zone, and Riley Murphy scored off it. I think we hit a post on another one, and it led to a lot of offense. So, yeah.
Well, you know, and we look at a 28.3%. That's a good conversion rate.
Yeah.
You know, like the national championship season, it was 40-some percent. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was an anomaly for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and 35% is crazy good.
Yeah.
So, you know, the expectations from the fans, and I get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
We've seen some great stuff out of this hockey team, and it's getting there, right? It's not quite a finished product, but it's doing a lot better than it did to start the year.
Right, and I think that's like anything. Like, you never want to throw the full package day one. Right, like you want it to be a process. They get comfortable with the basics of what we're looking for. Then you add a little flare, a little wrinkle here and there, and they take it. Now, you know, you're developing new looks, and then from those looks you add another little piece. So it just allows you to stay ahead of any PKs that are pre-scouting us, and you know, we try to be prepared for what other teams are doing.
Talking NCAA men's hockey with Matthew Thompson. It's Tommer for people that know him. I'm just a full legal name.
Yeah.
With the Bulldogs, and D3 hockey is such a unique makeup of where the guys come from, right? You got some guys that played high school hockey, some guys that played juniors, and you got some guys coming in from D1.
Yeah.
And I think Adrian's still at a point where you're turning away some really good players that want to come play here, right? And then you're trying to put this roster together, and you got a D1 guy that's maybe like, why am I fighting for ice time with some high school freshmen? How do you deal with that as a guy on the bench? Or is there no ego? Maybe there's no ego.
There's not nearly as much ego as people would think. Like our culture is first and foremost when we're recruiting players, when it's mid-season, anything like that. Like our culture, you know, the cliche, like the logo comes first, all that kind of stuff is a big piece. And in the recruiting process, the kind of person you are, the family aspect, all that stuff carries just as much weight for us as you as a hockey player. And I think dating back to like Adam Krug, you know, he did a really good job shifting the culture and shifting the people involved in the program, where it's no longer about guys going to class or working out or taking care of their body. And speaking of that, we actually, our team had a 3.82 GPA this semester, which
there you go.
is crazy. So hats off to them for that. But it just allows us to worry about hockey. And from that, all the guys in the room are in it for the right reason. And, you know, not everybody's going to be happy with their playing time 365 days a year, and we understand that. But if everybody's bought in, pulling the rope in the right direction, making themselves the best player they can be to ultimately make the team the best that it can be, those pieces just kind of naturally fall, and the program ends up having success from that.
Speaking of program, the Bulldogs have sent many to the pro ranks, and the most recent one that's kind of hit the news was Matus Spodniak making his AHL debut for Rockford. And it looks like you have a slight history with that squad too, so you talked to Spodzy about that at all? Or
yeah, I was actually on the phone with him last night. They played the Wolves in Chicago, and he just got home as I was driving home from recruiting. But it's so cool to see. He's a tremendous person, really like one of a kind personality in the best way possible. Is such a happy, energetic, works extremely hard in the gym. I coached him for a year, and he would be on the ice pre-practice, post-practice, working on ways to develop his game, score more, produce more, generate more, everything like that. And I just think you're seeing the hard work pay off, and he's extremely deserving of it. I think he'll do extremely well. He brings so many elements to the game. Like he can skate, he's direct, he's physical, he's strong. Obviously, we've seen him score in bunches here. So he has that side of his game as well. But he deserves it, and I really hope he stays and has a great career in the American League, because like I said, like he's really worked for it, and his career through junior hockey and even the college ranks was a little bit windy at times, I guess you could say, but hats off to him for sticking with it and starting to reach his goals. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, team plays this weekend at home. It's a non-conference game against Trine. I believe they're still in the top five. 7 p.m. on Friday. And then next month, St. Norbert comes to town, and then the conference series with Trine. So,
yeah, big stretch coming up. And the rankings came out, and our conference is so good right now. You know, like, hats off to everybody involved in our conference. Really taking it to a whole new level. We have 4, 5, 6, 7 ranked in the country between St. Norbert, Trine, us, Aurora. So this game on Friday is a really big game. It's a non-conference game, but those points for seeding and tournament time, like it's going to carry some weight. Trine has had an extremely successful start to their season. They play hard. I think the old depiction of them being kind of big, physical, all that is changing a little bit. You know, they have some serious talent now. Up front, they can score, they can make plays, extra passes. all that kind of stuff. So we got to be ready for Friday for a really, really good game against a really tough team, and they always play us really hard, like everybody does.
But exactly, yeah.
Our guys are starting to learn that. And then obviously the way we end our conference play this season with Trine and St. Norbert, we're not looking past anybody by any means, but historically those games carry some big-time weight with NCHA, the Peters mm-hmm. Cup, at home for Harris Cup, all that kind of stuff. So,
well, and you know, the four teams in the top, if you want to go to the NCAAs, there's only one auto bid for the league.
Yeah,
so these non-conference things are going to pan out
super important.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Coach, good to talk to you. Nice catching up.
Absolutely.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that was Matthew Thompson, Tomer, the associate head coach of the NCAA men's hockey team at Adrian College. Again, Bulldogs are home with Trine this Friday at 7 p.m. Coming up next, we're going to talk some women's wrestling, then some men's wrestling to finish up the show. Hear from Frickers in Adrian. It's the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The Bulldogs teams are back in action this weekend with men's hockey Friday evening, men's volleyball Saturday evening, and women's hockey Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The Bulldogs teams are back in action this weekend with men's hockey Friday evening, men's volleyball Saturday evening, and women's hockey Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The Bulldogs teams are back in action this weekend with men's hockey Friday evening, men's volleyball Saturday evening, and women's hockey Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show. Josh Mitchell, engineering tonight. Josiah Durrell, Stacy Mitchell, Mike Prang, Craig Rainey. We're all here. My name's Ian Wendt. Thanks for tuning in to the show tonight. After a brief break for winter break, it's good to be back at Frickers. Tara, helping us out. I need a lot of help, especially when I'm out dining, so put a lot on the wait staff, and she does a great job. We are going to talk some women's wrestling at Adrian College. We're going to have Sharla Juhas on the show, a junior from Ashley, Michigan, went to Ashley High School. Can you help me? I don't know where Ashley is. Where's that near?
It's kind of near Alma.
Yeah. Up that way.
Yep, real
close. All right. Yeah, that is pretty close.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what got you into wrestling. I know high school wrestling is kind of picking up a little bit for girls, but it's not very prevalent. Did you wrestle in high school, or how'd you get into the sport?
Yeah, so my family is kind of a wrestling family. My my brother wrestled mainly, and I saw him wrestle. Thought it looked interesting, decided to give it a try, so I wrestled my senior year.
Oh, cool. So yeah. So you had a team at the school?
Yeah, I was on the men's team. I wrestled with two other girls that were also on the men's team. So.
Okay. Then how did you, number one, find Adrian College and then decide you wanted to wrestle at the college level?
Actually, Coach Cliff reached out and asked if I was interested in wrestling in college. And at the time, I wasn't sure. But I visited the campus, and I just liked how small it was. I just liked the campus and decided that I wasn't done wrestling yet. So,
well, looking at your most recent time on the mat, it was the North Central Women's Open. You finished with a 2-2 record. You had a win by a 10-0 Tech fall and a pin in 3 minutes 46 seconds. Now, in this area, a lot of people know wrestling. I'm starting to learn. What's a 10-0 Tech fall? How do you win that? What's a Tech fall?
Well, basically, you just score a high amount of points. The Tech in freestyle is 10 more points than your opponent. So I was able to score 10 points before the match was over. And that would be a Tech fall over the other girl.
All right. Well, okay. I know I've been told this before, but I need to keep refreshing. Freestyle wrestling.
Yes.
Is that what women's wrestling does only, or do the men do it too? I know there are a couple different types of wrestling.
Yeah. So in high school, both boys and girls, that's folk style wrestling. When you move into college, women's go freestyle, men are still folk style, and then in the Olympics, that will be your freestyle or your Greco-Roman.
Okay, what is a freestyle then? What's a freestyle wrestling? Is that one where, you know, someone starts on the bottom and then, like, on all fours, and the other one positions and then they go?
Yeah, or that's folk style.
That's folk style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's freestyle? You just kind of walk towards each other? And
freestyle, you both start neutral most of the time. After a takedown, when one opponent is down, you get about 10 to 15 seconds to score points. And then after that, the ref will start you back up again for more action.
Okay. And then a pin in 3 minutes 46 seconds. Pin is the other person taps out, right?
That's
essentially
when the other person's back is flat on the mat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, what kind of competition was down there at the North Central Women's Open? Were there a lot of schools, or what? What was that experience like?
It was a very big tournament. There were actually 2 brackets for each weight class, except for 180 and 207. So, there was like an A bracket and a B back bracket for each weight class. There was tons of wrestlers. It was a very tough competition, but it is kind of cool to see a big event like that.
Just to know, like, you know, eventually you want to get to the national tournament, it would be something like that, right?
Yeah.
Big
yep.
event, a lot of people,
yep.
lots of matches possibly. Talking with Sharla Juhasz with the women's wrestling team at Adrian College, could you talk me through kind of the makeup of the team? How many women are on the team? Is it a younger team or an older team?
We kind of have a younger team this year. There are around 12-ish wrestlers that are with us this year. We've had a few out with like a concussion or some minor injuries, but I'm hoping we're coming back strong this semester and ready to keep up the hard work.
Absolutely. All right, let's get back to earlier this season. You had a couple of events at home, the Adrian Invite, Adrian Duels. How'd that fare for you? It says you got a couple wins in that.
Yeah, there were a couple wins in there. That was also a tough tournament. But it was super fun to be at home, another big tournament. I always like wrestling in our home gym. It's kind of cool to see some of your friends and family can come and watch, and that's really cool.
Since you're, you know, from Ashley, do you get family coming down to watch?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm very fortunate. My parents have put on the miles on the van this year and followed me down to, they went to Tiffin. They were able to go to the North Central invite last year. They even went to Canada when we went there. So I'm very, very grateful for them and their support.
That's very cool. And are they going to get in the van and head to Iowa?
I think they're opting out on this one.
Okay. Yeah.
My younger sister does wrestle in high school, and she's got a tournament that day, so... they're still supporting wrestling, but
they'll find a way to watch.
Yep,
right?
Or they will.
Keep tabs on you.
Yes.
So it's the National Wrestling Coaches Association National Duels. What's all involved in that? Is this kind of like, it's not like end of the season stuff, is it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, it's another huge tournament. We go to the University of Northern Iowa. They have a huge dome that we all wrestle in. I believe last time there were around 20-some mats that they fit in there. And then teams just come and duel each other. Both men's and women's teams will be there.
A lot of good wrestling in that area, too, like
yes.
Locally, like Iowa.
Yeah, yep.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have another home duel coming up. It'll be the 23rd. That's a Thursday, 7 p.m. So you'll play Tiffin University, and that'll be your senior night. How many seniors are on the team?
Right now we have, I believe, one senior that will be graduating. We did have another senior. She graduated at the semester. So.
All right. Very cool. What are you expecting out of that? How does Tiffin match up with your team?
It's hard to tell. Everything changes each year. We have only seen Tiffin, I think, once this year when we went down to the Tiffin Open, and not many of us wrestled Tiffin girls, so I'm hoping we can pull out a win. We've got some really hard-working wrestlers, hoping for a win on senior night.
All right, put it in your calendar. Thursday, January 23rd, 7 p.m., the Bulldogs taking on Tiffin University on their senior night. I've been talking with Sharla with the women's team. Looking at my time... Well done. You're off the hook. You can enjoy all the things that Frickers has to offer.
All right.
Unless you legally can't, then you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But thanks for talking to me and doing the show.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a step back for just a moment. We're going to go from the women's team to the men's team. We have Aiden Smith waiting in the wings. I'm going to stay safely behind this table so he doesn't, try to wrestle me or something. I don't know. Talk to him about the men's team and things going on there. You're tuned in to the ACL Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The Bulldogs teams are back in action this weekend with men's hockey Friday evening, men's volleyball Saturday evening, and women's hockey Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The Bulldogs teams are back in action this weekend with men's hockey Friday evening, men's volleyball Saturday evening, and women's hockey Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back to the AC All Access Show with Josh Mitchell in our studio. Stacy Mitchell next to me, no relation. Josiah Durrell with ACTV. Mike Prime with the Sports Information Department at Adrian College. My name is Ian Wentz. We are back off of a 3-week break. Now, the kids get about a month off, so figured we could get a couple weeks too. Here at Frickers, we are featuring quite a bit of stuff. You may have just heard. From the wonderful people at Frickers. They have everyday values, Monday boneless chicken wings, Tuesday bone-in chicken, Wednesday sirloin steak. I'm putting that on my list for Wednesday, and then the chicken chunks on Thursday. Well, when I'm here, it's hard not to get chicken because it's so good. You almost feel like you're cheating yourself to get something different, but I know someone at the college that's here pretty frequently, and he's here for the steak, so, and I trust his judgment. Happy hour specials, 3 to 6 p.m. and then 9 till close. That's every day, people. They have select domestic personal pitchers. They have domestic beer buckets, $12.50 for a bucket of beer. $4.99 Frickeritas, it's a margarita. Long Islands and Frick Coolers. Don't forget to ask about their draft and bottle specials. Happy hour does include snacks, brew fries, onion straws, pretzel bites, corn dogs, mini corn dogs, and nachos and cheese. All of that to get you in the mood to talk about wrestling. Burn a lot of calories in that sport. Coach would probably be upset I'm talking about all this really bad food for you, but we do have Aiden Smith, a junior from Brighton, here on the show today. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you.
All right, reading a little bit about you. You made your way to Adrian College by way of NCAA Division I Northern Illinois. We don't need to get to nitty-gritty details as to why, but you know, I do have to ask, what brought you to Adrian College?
Yeah, I mean, I spent about 2 years out at NIU and loved every second of it, but I felt like I wasn't getting the opportunities that I wanted to out there. Then again, like I said, I wouldn't change it for the world, but I'm from Brighton, an hour away. I get to come closer to home. My parents get to come watch. I get to go watch my brother go wrestle, and I get to compete again, which is a blessing.
I sound naive. Is your brother on the team too?
No, he's not. He's a junior in high school.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there's another Smith on the team, though. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I can tell you what, looking at these numbers, I'm glad you're here. You are in the 157 class, 17-0 this season, currently ranked 11th in the Division III in that weight class. That tells me that that's a pretty competitive weight class across the country to be have the record you have and only be number 11.
Yeah, no, there's a whole bunch of good guys in that weight class. But that gives me every motivation to go into the room every single day and practice, whether that be in the room, the weight room. It gives me motivation every day to go work hard, as hard as I possibly can, and go chase a goal of mine.
Be on the podium, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you talked about the competition at D1. Competition here is pretty stiff too.
Talking
with Coach Shindell, it's not like you are the guy at 157. Now you got to earn your spot, you got to keep your spot because there's guys knocking on the door, right, in practice.
No, 100%. You got to go into that room with the I'm going to win mentality every day because there's dudes behind you. There's younger guys that are hungry for that lineup spot, and I go into practice every day, work my butt off, and I know that that'll pay off in the end.
Looking at some other season accolades, 4-0 at the Kalahari Duels. Is Kalahari the one with, like, the water park? Is that the water park?
Yep.
How do you wrestle there? That's kind of challenging.
So we didn't wrestle at Kalahari.
Oh.
We wrestled at like, a convention center near, but we stayed at Kalahari, and after the tournament, we got to go to the water park, which was pretty fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a blast.
That sounds like it. And then we have the, it's pronounced the Messiah invite?
Yep.
Is that how they pronounce it? And then the Adrian invite.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that Messiah invite? Where is that at?
I want to say it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours-ish from Philadelphia. So it was quite a hike out there, yeah. There was a whole bunch of good schools there.
And then
long tournament.
Yeah, and then the Adrian invite. And, you know, the success the team has had and some of the individuals on the team at these invites, you're getting some really good competition coming in, too.
Oh, no, 100%. There was some great teams at the Messiah and the Adrian invite. Wabash was there. I remember they had their returning regional champ at 157, so I got to go against him for the Adrian invite title, which was pretty cool. It was a great way to kick off my Adrian debut.
Yeah, I'd say so. And I've seen some social media from Coach, and, like, now, Jim can get pretty nuts. The Bulldog fans come out.
Oh yeah, I'm pumped for it. I'm so excited to get into that gym with that crowd. I've heard. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting to get in there.
Oh yeah, when we get to some conference play and things like that.
Yep.
You'll get your full Adrian experience on that.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I'm excited.
Well, last segment I learned a little bit more about a tack fall and a pin. So I don't need to ask you about that, but you got four pins.
The women's techs are a little different than men's techs. Women's techs are 10 points, a 10-point difference. Men's are 15.
So you got to get – it's not 15. Oh, you need a cushion of 15,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, cushion of 15, correct.
And then what's the objective? What's the point total you need to get to? Or is it timed? And then you figure out the points.
It doesn't matter. It could be first period, second period, third period. As long as you have that 15-point cushion, it could be 20-5, and that's a tech. Or it could be 15-0, and it's a tech. As long as that 15-point cushion, match is done.
Okay. And then I learned the women do freestyle at college,
and the
men do folk style.
Yeah, correct.
Is that the one where somebody starts on all fours, and then you get in position
from
there?
Yep, top and bottom, yep.
Okay. Is there advantages to one or the other, or what's you wrestle freestyle in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to college and you wrestle this way.
Folk style in high school.
Oh, you do folk style. Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
There isn't really no advantage or anything. I mean, there's definitely styles that different guys are better in, like top, bottom, or neutral. Like, some guys have their... are better neutral than bottom. I'm not as good as bottom, but
okay. Do you get to pick based on what happened before?
Yeah. Or? So after the first period, usually if it's like an individual tournament, they'll like flip a coin, and we wear like a red or green ankle band. So if it lands on like green and say I'm green, I'll get choice. So I could either go neutral or pick top or bottom.
Okay.
But at the end of the second period, the other guy gets to choose.
Sure. You're going to go out with the women's team to Iowa at the NWCA Duels. How does that compare to other experience? I mean, I don't know. You've probably never done that before, but what are you expecting? Has Coach kind of clued you in on what it's going to be, or your teammates?
Yeah. From what I get from it, there's a whole bunch of teams out there. I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of different divisions, too, D1, D2, D3, I think NAI schools. D3-wise, I mean, some of the best teams in the country are going to be there, so I'm excited. There's some dudes that are ranked ahead of me that I hope to see out there, so it gives me a little edge, a little fire.
hoping it's a preview of something down the road, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you are, let's see, we got the Duels in Iowa. You're home Thursday the 30th against Albion to begin MIAA play. Have you been briefed on the MIAA, or we're just going to take it one step at a time?
A little bit, but...
You got a target on your back. I hope you know that, right?
Nah, I go in every match the same. I mean, I go in to win and score points and just wrestle my butt off. So, I mean, the atmosphere, yeah, it's going to be crazy, but I'm going to go in there and score the points and do me.
Absolutely. Well, Aiden, it's been nice to meet you and good talking with you. Great start to the season, and let's just keep it rolling.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
For sure. And we've been talking with the junior from the men's wrestling program, Aiden Smith, top 11 wrestler currently in the Division III, 17-0. He's going to be out at Iowa this weekend for the NWCA Duels. The Bulldogs are home Thursday the 30th. So they'll take on the Albion Brits. Then they wrestle Olivet at home February 13th. They're going for their third MIAA team championship in a row. I'd like to thank all the wonderful people here at Frickers that make this show run smooth. Stacy Mitchell for doing that as well. We have Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. Josiah Durrell running things for ACTV. Another kudos to Mike Prang for giving me the cheat sheet, all this information about our great student athletes and coaches that do this show. So we'll be back next week right here, same place, same time, 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. This is the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. I'm Ian Wentz. Have yourself a great night.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian 96.5, The Cave.